Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
The men are doing some handiwork.
B.
One man is handing something to the other.
C.
The men have their arms around one another.
D.
The men are shaking hands.
Statement D.
The men are shaking hands.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer D and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
Some of the people are pulling suitcases.
B.
A worker is loading luggage onto a plane.
C.
Some people are sitting at the boarding gate.
D.
Some people are looking at their maps.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
One of the women is pointing at a computer screen.
B.
Documents are being filed away.
C.
They're opening a packet of paper.
D.
Some people are sitting on opposite sides of the desk.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
Some merchandise is displayed in the store.
B.
Dishes are being washed in a sink.
C.
He is removing an item from the drawer.
D.
He's wiping the table.
Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 4. Number 4.
When will you call the maintenance staff?
A.
As soon as I finish my work.
B.
I took notes for you.
C.
That's the main reason.
Number 5.
What do you think of the new software?
A.
Oh, it is better than the old one.
B.
No, your computer needs updating.
C.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Number 6.
Who does this bag belong to?
A.
I put it on the shelf.
B.
Probably that's Karen's.
C.
Mr. Lee found it.
Number 7.
When are you going to send out the agenda for the 11 o'clock meeting?
A.
The next item on the agenda is the publicity budget.
B.
12 o'clock sounds better.
C.
Please give me 10 minutes.
Number 8.
Where should I set up the projector?
A.
The projector is not working.
B.
In conference room A.
C.
I bought it from the electronic shop.
Number 9.
Where can I find the invitation to the event?
A.
I hope I can come.
B.
Isn't it on your desk?
C.
Sometime on Saturday.
Number 10.
How frequently does your company conduct performance reviews?
A.
Only once a month.
B.
The show was fantastic.
C.
I got an 8 out of 10.
Number 11.
How is the new job going?
A. It is better than I expected. B. I applied for it yesterday. C. To have a higher salary. Number 12.
How much does this suitcase cost?
A.
How about the red one?
B.
We don't take credit cards.
C.
Let me check with my manager.
Number 13.
Why was the traffic so bad?
A.
I checked the weather report.
B.
Yes, I think so too.
C.
Because there's a graduation ceremony.
Number 14.
How should I pay the rent for my apartment?
A. By the end of every month. B. It is affordable. C. Do you have a checking account? Number 15.
Why don't we meet at 7 o'clock instead?
A.
Because the meeting is cancelled.
B.
Have you arranged to meet him?
C.
That won't be a problem.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation.
This morning on WWP Broadcasting News, I'm here with Malcolm Donohoe, the director at the construction site of the new South River Bridge. Malcolm, could you tell us about the new bridge you and your crew are working on?
Very good. Due to the heavy rain, we had to stop for a few weeks in November. However, the construction schedule of the bridge is back to normal.
That's great news. Once the bridge is built, it will be a lot more convenient to travel to shops and restaurants in the downtown area. When should we expect the bridge to be open to traffic?
At first, we were aiming for late April, but as of now, our target is May. Once it is completed, it will definitely be more convenient to get to the downtown area.
Number 16. What is being constructed?
Number 17. What difficulty does the man mention?
Number 18. When will the project most likely be finished?
Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Miss Hazel. This is Cooper from the Goldstein Mall Association. I'm calling about signs you put out advertising your electronics business. Sorry, but business advertisements are forbidden in this neighborhood.
What a surprise. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'll take them off right away. My husband and I just moved into the neighborhood, and I didn't realize it would be a problem.
Well, we do support regional businesses, so I advise you post an advertisement in our neighborhood business magazine. A lot of people read it.
Number 19. Why is the man calling the woman?
Number 20. What does the woman say she will do?
Number 21. What does the man recommend the woman to do? Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I bought my laptop here 3 years ago, and I think I need to get a new battery. It's not charging like it used to. The model number is QM436.
I am very sorry to hear that. We generally recommend the genuine battery. Unfortunately, we have no extra batteries in stock. For your laptop, the battery will be around $150.
Unbelievable! That's a lot more than I thought it would be. Isn't there a cheaper brand, like Xiaomi?
Sure, we do have some other brands. Let me just call the stockroom and see what we have.
Number 22. What does the woman want to do? Number 23. Why is the woman surprised? Number 24. What will the man probably do next? Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following conversation.
Have you read Joan Blackwood's best-selling book? Over 2 million copies have been sold.
I know. I am so happy for her. It's hard to think that she used to work with us.
Miss Joan Blackwood used to work here?
Yeah, Miss Joan Blackwood was our best programmer.
Really? Do you know what her book is about?
Yes, it's about artificial intelligence. Her ideas are unique and inspiring to readers.
I think I'll go get myself a copy.
Here, you can borrow mine.
Number 25. What are the speakers discussing? Number 26. What does the man mean when he says, "I am so happy for her"? Number 27. What does the man indicate about the book? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Hi, Miss Kate Windsor. Would you be able to tell us more information regarding the tour tomorrow?
Of course, Mr. Bruno Crawford. There will be two tours every day. The first is at 9 a.m. and the second is at 1 p.m. Both of the tours will begin from the information center, so head over there before the tour begins. Which one do you want?
I'll be going to see a movie and to visit an art museum in the morning, so I don't think I can make the first tour. I'd like to buy a ticket for the second one, if it's not sold out.
There are still a few spaces available. How about you, Mr. Dale Emery?
I'd like to buy a ticket for the second one. I'll be going to visit an art museum and a musical instrument store then.
The cost for each person is $80. The bus will pick up everyone in front of the Tourist Information Center.
Who will be the guide of this tour?
That is my job. I will see you tomorrow.
Number 28. Where will the men go tomorrow morning? Number 29. Where will Miss Kate Windsor meet Mr. Bruno Crawford and Mr. Dale Emery? Number 30. What is Miss Kate Windsor's job? Questions 31 through 33 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Excuse me, this is my first time here. I have a guide map, but it doesn't show the zoo feeding times. Do you know what time I can feed the animals?
Here is the schedule. As you can see, all of the animals have different feeding times. I would recommend feeding the squirrel. It is the most popular animal to feed among guests, but it's your choice.
Sounds good. I'll probably go to see the one at 9:30 a.m. I don't think my children can wait any longer than that.
You can't go wrong with that time. Also, the zoo is open to the public for free of charge today due to the national holiday.
Number 31. What does the woman say about the guide map? Number 32. Look at the graphic. Which animal feeding will the woman see? Number 33. What does the man say about today's admission fee? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 34 through 36 refer to the following advertisement.
Chaekun Custom Suits will transform you into the most fashionable gentleman in Gangnam. All our customers appreciate the individualized attention we give, and we are always ready to make the best tailored suits that fit your body perfectly. And starting next week, we have decided to serve our customers better by working longer hours. So instead of 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we will now open at 9 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. every day. So, visit Chaekun Custom Suits now and experience the quality of a perfect suit.
Number 34. What business is the speaker advertising? Number 35. According to the speaker, what do the customers like about the business? Number 36. What will happen next week? Questions 37 through 39 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to speak to all of you this morning about our new Creative Smart program. One of our goals here at JK Consulting is to be a leader in saving paper. So we're asking all staff members to print only the necessary documents. For example, instead of distributing paper memos, post them on the intranet or send them by email. Now, I know what you're thinking. We've attempted this in the past without much success. But this time, we have decided to introduce an incentive to encourage you to actively participate. If our company reaches a 20% reduction in the amount of paper used during the month of July, each staff member will receive a gift certificate for a free lunch at Rainbow Restaurant.
Number 37. According to the speaker, what is the company trying to do? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I know what you're thinking.
Number 39. What will the listeners receive if they meet a goal? Questions 40 through 42 refer to the following talk. Hi, I would like all of you to use today to familiarize yourself with the new sewing machines we have installed in the factory. As floor manager, I know that we've been putting in longer hours at work to meet the production schedule. Since our sales staff at headquarters have been enforced, we have been getting a lot of bag orders. With this new machine, we can enhance the speed of our production by up to 5%, so we can make more bags in a shorter time. That's what I mean. Now, before we step foot into the factory and see an actual demonstration of the machine, let's briefly go over the safety guidelines. Number 40. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 41. What does the speaker imply when he says, That's what I mean. Number 42. What will the listeners probably do next? Questions 43 through 45 refer to the following information.
You have no time to grab a bite before work? Need a quick takeout breakfast? Try K-Stick, a new cereal bar from Dr. Graham's Nutrition Farm. K-Stick is made of cereal, real berries, and honey to help you get that boost you need in the morning. It's high in fiber, vitamins, and protein. Plus, it's low in fat, making it perfect for all the ladies out there conscious of their diet. This healthy bar is a great snack, and it beats the greasy junk food. What are you waiting for? Go to any convenience store near you and get your K-Stick today.
Number 43. What is K-Stick? Number 44. What advantages are mentioned about K-Stick? Number 45. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"What are you waiting for?"
Questions 46 through 48 refer to the following message and list. Hi, Lucy. It's David from the accounting department. I'm going over the travel expense report you turned in for your recent business trip to Tucson. The vehicle rental and your accommodation were paid with a corporate credit card, so I have easily confirmed them. However, it appears that one of the receipts is missing. I see on your report that you listed $45 on July 7, but I couldn't find the receipt related to it. I don't know whether you forgot or lost it. I need it to process your reimbursement request. If you've lost it, just call me and I'll let you know what you need to do when requesting reimbursement without a receipt. Number 46. Why is the speaker calling? Number 47. Look at the graphic. Which expense needs to be confirmed? Number 48. What does the speaker say he can do? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.